Hornblower and the Crisis by C.S. Forrester. Read by Christian Rodzka. Chapter 1. Hornblower was expecting the knock on the door because he'd seen through his cabin window enough to guess what was happening outside.
"Waterhoy coming alongside, sir," reported Bush, hat in hand.
"Very well, Mr. Bush." Hornblower was disturbed in spirit and irritated, had no intention of smoothing Bush's path for him.
"The new captain's on board, sir."
Bush was perfectly well aware of Hornblower's mood, yet was not ingenuous enough to cope with it. "Very well, Mr. Bush." But that was simple cruelty, the deliberate teasing of a nearly dumb animal. Hornblower realized that such behaviour really gave him no pleasure, and only occasioned embarrassment to Bush. He relented to the extent of introducing a lighter touch into the conversation.
"So, now you have a few minutes to spare for me, Mr. Bush," he said. "It's a change after your preoccupation of the last 2 days."
That was neither fair nor kind, and Bush showed his feelings in his face.
"I've had my duties to do, sir," he mumbled.
"Getting Hotspur into apple pie order, ready for her new captain."
Yes, sir."
"Doesn't matter about me, of course. I'm only a back number now."
"Sir!"
Even though he was not in a smiling mood, Hornblower could not help smiling at the misery of Bush's expression. "I'm glad to see you're only human, Mr. Bush, after all. Sometimes I've doubted it. There couldn't be a more perfect First Lieutenant." Bush needed 2 or 3 seconds in which to digest this unexpected compliment.
"That's very good of you, sir. Very kind."